Bye. Good night, everybody.
Happy Friday. Whoa to the Ungovernables, the captain's crew, the LFA family coming to you live, and McGroin Nation, of course, coming to you live from the great state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned. I'm going to try and keep the intro short today because we are anticipating a press conference. Donald Trump supposed to be holding a joint press conference with House Speaker Mike Johnson on what we're being told is a bill regarding or some sort of election integrity measure that Donald Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson are getting ready to have a press conference. We are monitoring that. We will break to the press conference if and when it does happen during this show. We'll have live updates on that. They were supposed to start an hour ago, but as per usual, everything is running late. So Donald Trump and Mike Johnson are slated to hold a joint press conference together from Mar-a-Lago. It is supposed to be about election integrity, but FISA passed the House today. I told you the other day that was a false alarm. It was blocked for now. It was good news. But I expected something like this to happen, to get let down as usual. So if the press conference does happen, we will be able to break to it here. We will also be able to pull it on full screen here. As you can see right there, nothing happening as of yet. But if we do have the press conference, we will have it for you live. We'll break right to it. And until we get there, we'll run with the show as we had originally programmed. We'll be talking about FISA. We'll be talking about the border. We'll be forgetting to turn off the audio. There we go. But we will be covering that press conference live if and when that press conference does begin. It was supposed to begin at 4 p.m. Eastern. I was hearing 5 p.m. Eastern. We are now past that mark. So we will just go ahead and see. But good evening to everybody, the LFA family, the captain's crew, McGroin Nation, and a special thank you to two special people today, Shaken McGroin and MD Sauce Norton, who called early in the morning when I was filling in for the great Dawn Stensland on 1210 WPHT, Kalen Company. They both called in this morning, and it was so cool to have some of the LFA family, some of McGroin Nation, grace us with their presence on 1210 WPHT. Now, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on the intro, just in case we do see this press conference, so we're going to make it quick. FISA passed the House. It passed it without an amendment that would have required a warrant, to collect any data relating to Americans. We'll get to what that means. We'll get to why the CIA, ladies and gentlemen, CIA, thank you to C Freedom for the donation in the Rumble chat. Why the CIA all of a sudden came out. Remember what I was telling you? The FBI pinched a kid in Idaho. Then we started hearing about an ISIS attack in the United States. We see that FISA was struggling to get across, you know, the House, to pass the House. The renewal deadline is April 19th. Now it heads to the Senate because it is passed. All of this stuff being thrown at us, right, to justify the passage of FISA renewal, specifically Section 702. And even the great Kyle Serafin, FBI whistleblower, said, ding, 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 that's why you're hearing so much from the FBI and the intel apparatus about ISIS, about drugs. They don't really care. They just want to preserve their power to spy on you. And that's exactly what happened today in the House of Representatives. And any of those Republicans, the 86 that voted against, or the 88, sorry, that voted against the requirement to have a warrant to collect any data relating to Americans should be ashamed of themselves, and that includes Speaker Mike Johnson. So we're going to pay attention today. If this press conference stays on task and is about election integrity and Donald Trump does not mention the FISA bill, well, then I think he's really pissed about what happened in the House. But if he does mention it, I would be very, very curious to see how he talks about it, because if Donald Trump is speaking about the FISA bill favorably, I will be very disappointed. We will see what happens. We're not going to pass judgment until anything does happen. And we will get to that. We also have some stuff on the border. And a bizarre story out of Denver. If there is no press conference by the end of the show, we will go to your call, 631-527-4545, second half of the show. Before we get to all that, I want to get to a word from our friends over at switch2USA.com. That is switch2USA.com. Take a look at this quick video.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch2USA.com. We'll get back to that right now. Donald Trump is on at the press conference in Mar-a-Lago. Take a look.
You can do it. I did it without any legislation. I had the best border we've had in ever recorded history. He can close it immediately. If he would have left, we had stay in Mexico, remain in Mexico. We had catch and release in Mexico, not here. We had everything. It was perfect. It was a great situation we had, and now we have the worst ever. I don't believe in the history of the world there's been a border like this, but we probably have 15 million people. And they come from places that you don't want to know about, and they're going to be big problems, and it's getting worse. It's migrant crime. It's a new category of crime, migrant crime. And I'm just demanding, as a citizen, I demand the border has to be closed. Our country cannot take it. No country could take it. It's not sustainable by any country. And we want to also mention election interference, and we want to talk about election integrity for a little while. But basically, that's what we're working on, and I'll introduce the speaker, who you know very well. He's doing a really good job under very tough circumstances, and I appreciate he came to Mar-a-Lago. We have a great conference, and there's a big turnout because people want this to be healed. They want our country to be healed. They want our country to be united, and I think most people are united on the fact that they don't want people pouring in from prisons and jails and mental institutions. They don't want that to happen. They don't want it to take place, and it's not going to happen for long. And that's why I say that November 5th is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. That's the election. It's going to be the most important day in the history of our country. Thank you very much. And Speaker, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. President, and it's good to see you all. We're so delighted to be here with our former and future president. In this beautiful facility. Mar-a-Lago is famous around the country, and we're grateful to be here. With President Trump as our nominee in the party, we are very much looking forward to that historic day in November, because we are going to grow the House majority, we're going to win the United States Senate, and we're going to win back the White House as well. The American people need us to do that. They're excited for that day, and November cannot get here soon enough. The Speaker of the House, when we're not in session, the Speaker is required to go around, fly around the country, and be with all of our candidates and incumbents all around. I've been to 23 states now in the last several weeks, and everywhere we go, one of the first questions that people ask about is this issue of election integrity. The border is the number one issue in America. There's never been a political issue that scored so high in the polls as a matter of concern. And it doesn't matter where anyone lives, because as we say now, every state is a border state. They're deeply concerned about that. And election integrity is tied to border, the lack of border security. President Biden has created a catastrophe, and he did it by design. We documented 64 specific executive actions that he took from the day he walked into the Oval Office and that his agencies took under Secretary Mayorkas to open the border wide, to invite everybody from around the world to come here, including hardened criminals and dangerous persons. And the result, we all know. The official number is 9 million encounters at the southern border alone just since Joe Biden took office. But the actual number is probably close to 16 million illegals who have come into the country because they desired it. They designed it. They engineered it to be that way. His actions did that. He ended the Remain in Mexico policy under President Trump's administration. They reinstated catch and release that had been practiced under the Obama administration. They stopped building the wall. They did everything exactly the opposite of what this president had achieved. And that's why we have this catastrophe. It has all sorts of terrible effects on the American people. We know that fentanyl is the leading cause of death for Americans age 18 to 49. We know that violent crimes are being committed on innocent Americans now. Laken Riley and many others
who are now losing their lives because these dangerous people are in our country, and it must stop. And the American people are demanding that it does. And it doesn't matter which political party that any American is in. They have the same desire. They want safety and security, and we can supply that. But among the problems that flows from this open border catastrophe is directly related to this threat.
Folks, when the audio goes a little crazy, that's the feed that I'm pulling it from. I have no control over that. You can still hear the words. Just bear with it. This is Mike Johnson and Donald Trump at a press conference in Mar-a-Lago.
Driver's license. If an individual only asserts or simply states that they are a citizen, they don't have to prove it. They can register that person to vote in a federal election. And you see, states are currently prohibited, believe it or not, the states are prohibited from asking someone to prove that they're a citizen. The federal voter registration form just has a check a box, and if you do that, you're good. The states can't allow it. Well, we think that's a serious problem. And so what we're going to do is the House Republicans are introducing a bill that will require proof of citizenship to vote. It seems like common sense. I'm sure all of us would agree. We only want U.S. citizens to vote in U.S. elections. But there are some Democrats who don't want to do that. We believe that one of their designs, one of the reasons for this open border, which everybody asks all around the country, why would they do this? Why would they allow all this chaos? Why the violence? Because they want to turn these people into voters. Right now, the administration is encouraging illegals to go to their local welfare office to sign up for benefits. Well, guess what? When you go to a welfare office, they also ask you if you would like to register to vote. And so many people, we think, are going to do that. And you know what? The numbers are so high. There's so many millions of illegals in the country that if only 1 out of 100 voted, they would cast potentially hundreds of thousands of votes in the election. That could turn an election. This could be a tight election in our congressional races around the country. It could, if there are enough votes, affect the presidential election. And so that's why House Republicans are going to act. I'm going to announce to you today, here standing alongside President Trump, that we will do everything within our power to ensure that we do have free and fair elections in this country. If we don't have that in a constitutional republic, we have nothing. It's the basis of who we are as a nation, and we owe that to the American people. And so what we're going to do is introduce legislation to require that every single person who registers to vote in a federal election must prove that they're an American citizen first. You have to prove it. That will be a new part of the federal law and a very important one. Our bill will establish new safeguards. It'll put us on par, by the way, with virtually every other democracy around the world that also prohibits non-citizen voting. And this is a critical thing for us to do at a very critical time. Our bill also will require states to remove non-citizens from their existing voter rolls. That's a big problem, too. And it will provide access to databases from the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration to help the states administer this. As the entity that is responsible for regulating federal elections, Congress has this responsibility. We cannot wait for widespread fraud to occur, especially when the threat of fraud is growing with every single illegal immigrant that crosses that border. This is something most Americans are deeply concerned about. The latest poll says 78% of the Americans who are polled say that preventing illegal immigrants from voting in our elections is a top priority. In every place I've gone around the country, whether it's out west, Midwest, Long Island, Deep South, it doesn't matter. Everybody is concerned about this. We have a job to do. Here's what you need to look for, and I'll turn it back to the president. When we put this bill on the floor, you're going to see a record vote by Republicans and Democrats. You'll see that the Republicans stand for election integrity. And then we'll be able to ask this very important question. Of the Democrats, they're going to have to go on record. Do you believe that Americans and Americans alone should be the ones who vote in American elections? We're about to find out their answer. And I think that will be a very interesting one for everybody to see. Mr. President, thank you again for hosting us today. I'll turn it back to you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
So Mike Johnson talking about there, as you can see. And they're going to do the questions now. We already know the Democrats' answer on that, but here's questions and answers from Trump.
We're getting along very well with the Speaker, and I get along very well with Marjorie. We have a Speaker. He was voted in, and it was a complicated process, and I think it's not an easy situation for any Speaker. I think he's doing a very good job. He's doing about as good as you're going to do. And I'm sure that Marjorie understands that. She's a very good friend of mine, and I know she has a lot of respect for the Speaker.
That was on the motion to vacate.
Bill, if the Speaker was to move forward with it?
We're looking at it right now, and they're talking about it, and we're thinking about making it in the form of a loan instead of just a gift. We keep handing out gifts of billions and billions of dollars, and we'll take a look at it. But much more importantly to me is the fact that Europe has to step up and they have to give money. They have to equalize. If they don't equalize, I'm very upset about it because they're affected much more than we are. The Ukraine situation would have never happened if I was president. Would have never, ever happened. And everybody says that, including Democrats, that it happened is such an outrage. People, millions of people are dead right now, both sides. Millions of people are dead. Cities are blown to ashes. You'll never rebuild those cities. That's certainly not like they were, so beautiful. And this is something should have never happened. October 7th should have never happened in Israel. Should have never happened. What happened there was outrageous. Iran was broke when I was president. People weren't buying oil from Iran. They weren't allowed to. If they were going to buy oil from Iran, then they weren't going to do any business in the U.S. And I said it to China. I said it to everybody. They weren't doing business. They were broke. They didn't have money for Hamas. They didn't have money for Hezbollah. It would have never happened. October 7th would have never happened. It did happen, and now it's a disaster, and it's only getting worse. So it's very sad. No, I stand with the Speaker. We've had a very good relationship.
While you were in office, you said that you would sign a federal abortion ban if Congress sent it to your desk. Why should Americans trust your word that you would not do it now if you were reelected?
Because we don't need it any longer, because we broke Roe v. Wade. And we did something that nobody thought was possible.
Excellent.
We gave it back to the states.
And excellent
the states
answer.
Are working very brilliantly, in some cases conservative, in some cases not conservative. But they're working, and it's working the way it's supposed to. Every legal scholar, real legal scholar, wanted to have it go back to the states.
This Democrat, is an excellent
Republican,
answer on abortion,
liberal,
folks.
Conservative, and we're able to do that. You know, what we did was give it back to the states, and now the states are working their way through it. And you're having some very, very beautiful harmony, to be honest with you. You have some cases like Arizona that went back to like 1864 or something like that. And a judge made a ruling, but that's going to be changed by government. They're going to be changing that. I disagree with that.
They cannot nail him on abortion. They cannot nail him on abortion. That was a great answer.
But you know exactly which one it is. And when I was in New York and when I was a Democrat also, just like Ronald Reagan, you know, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. We sort of followed a very similar path. But if you look at what we've done with Roe v. Wade, we did something that everyone said couldn't be done, and we got it done. And I give great credit to the Supreme Court and the justices for having the courage to do it. What they did is very simply give it back to the state. And I'll tell you, the Democrats are the radicals on this because they're willing to have abortions in the 7th, 8th, 9th month. They're even willing, and you can call it what you want, but you go back to the governor of Virginia, the previous governor of Virginia, the Democrat governor of Virginia, where he talked about execution of a baby after birth. And you can say what you want, but that's extreme and that's radical, and nobody should have that, and it has to be ended. Please, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Motion to vacate rule should be finally changed, or do you think that it's just creating chaos right now?
Well, it's unfortunate that people bring it up because right now we have much bigger problems. The country is we're a nation in decline. We're a declining nation. We have tremendous inflation. The inflation's coming back at levels that nobody thought they really would have. If you look at the categories of inflation, they have the worst categories. Many categories are not included. And if you included that, your inflation number would be substantially higher than it is now, and it's already at records. So inflation is back, and a lot of bad things are happening in our country, but that's the least of it. You've got Russia could end up in, you could end up in a world war between Russia, Ukraine, and all of the chaos, and that's something should have never happened. It would have never happened. What's going on with Israel, October 7th, and what's going on with Israel could end up in a world war. We have a president that can't put two sentences together. We have a president that can't find the stairs off a stage. We have a president that doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And we could end up in a world war. You know, we have just a little bit less than 7 months now, months before November 5th. But that's an eternity when people are incompetent. Go ahead, please.
Do you support the House's FISA bill that was passed this morning?
Which one?
The FISA bill. And did you talk to any—
Well, I'm not a big fan of FISA. I looked at it and I studied it, and I know it probably better than anybody. You know, they spied on my campaign. You do know that, right? And they did lots of other bad things. I'm not a big fan of FISA, but I told everybody, I said, do what you want. They put a lot of checks and balances on, and I guess it's down to 2 years now, so that it would come due in the early part of my administration.
That's a shame.
On the basis that we live up to the polls, because all the polls, we just had another one come out. We're leading by a lot, but it comes out quickly. I said, you do what you want, but I'm not a big fan of FISA. I think it's terrible. Yeah, Bob?
That was a weak answer.
Yeah, I would testify, absolutely. It's a scam. It's a scam. That's not a trial. That's not a trial. That's a scam. If you read Jonathan Turley, if you read Andy McCarthy, if you read the legal, they said there's not even a case there. That's election interference by the Biden administration. They actually took their top guy, one of their top guys, put him into the DA's office to run it, and it's a shame. What they have done is incredible. It's election interference, and it's got to stop. It's a third world country. This country's never done it. But you read Jonathan Turley, you read Andrew McCarthy, you read the legal scholars, every single one of them said that whole thing is a scam. It's not even a crime. And what they're doing is a crime. They are criminals. All right, Bob?
Can I just follow up on that? Why do you believe it is important for you to testify, take the stand in this upcoming trial? And what are you watching as jury selection begins in New York?
Well, you know, jury selection is largely luck. It depends who you get. It's very unfair that I'm having a trial there. It's very unfair that we have this judge who hates Trump and has tremendous conflict, as you know, tremendous conflict. Nobody can believe that this judge isn't recusing himself. The conflict is at a level that nobody's ever seen before. So I have that, and I have venue. We have all these things that we've asked for. They don't give us anything. It's a witch hunt that takes place in New York and that is taking place, and it's very bad for New York, and it's very bad, and it's very bad for the judicial system in New York. I'm testifying. I tell the truth. I mean, all I can do is tell the truth. And the truth is that there's no case. They have no case. And again, you have to read the scholars, read all of the legal scholars. I haven't seen one legal scholar that said this is a case. And in fact, even you people said, oh, gee, that's too bad. This is the first one. All of them are scams. They're all about election interference. We have a president that doesn't know where he is. He can't speak. The whole world is collapsing. The world is on fire. They have no respect for our country anymore. And the only way he thinks he can win is by doing this, you know, trials of Trump. We have Fani in Atlanta, who's been so discredited now. That was a setup with her boyfriend so they could take trips and take a lot of money out. And that's something that should be dismissed. Not just the prosecutor dismissed, the case should be dismissed. Every single one of them said, look at what happened with Biden. He gets off scot-free with 50 years of documents and classified information. He gets off scot-free. And I'm still fighting that trial. The whole thing is a disgrace, and it's a disgrace to our nation.
According to both U.S. and Israeli intelligence reports. Yeah. Have you spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu? Yeah. How should the United States respond? And the same question for you, Mr. Speaker.
I don't want to say who I spoke to, but for the president of our country to actually put out a warning that he thinks that we're going to be attacked or they're going to be attacked, that's pretty pathetic. They wouldn't be attacking Israel if I were president, that I can tell you. And they never did. They wouldn't be attacking. Iran was in no position to attack. They had no money. They were broke. But now they have $221 billion, and they have Iraq, who has $300 billion. And Iraq has become a subsidiary of Iran. With all that we've done, with all of the fighting, all of the death, look at what happened, how incompetent the whole thing is. But I don't want to say who I spoke to, but I think it's a very, very dangerous period. This is a very dangerous period of time in our nation. And a big reason that it's dangerous that we have a president that's grossly incompetent. Thank you all very much.
Speaker Johnson,
Why did you come here?
And that is it from the Trump press conference down in Mar-a-Lago. It is over, and they asked him a bunch of questions. Here is SwitchToUSA.com again. As I continue to leave these videos on, let me bring that back down. Then we'll actually get to a little bit from SwitchToUSA. A couple takeaways from that press conference. I think a pretty weak answer on FISA. It's unfortunate. Now, he did not speak about the FISA bill favorably in that he thought it was a good idea. But he did mention something that is not true. There are not checks and balances on FISA right now with these renewals. There are not, ladies and gentlemen. There are not. And we're going to get to that. So he's either been misled about this bill or he didn't read the bill. Okay, FISA is coming back. There's a carve out for Congress. It does expire in 2 years. That's the only significant thing about this FISA bill that I can tell you about, is that it does expire in 2 years. So if Donald Trump is the president, while he is the president of the United States, it will come for renewal again and he can veto it. But it still means 2 more years of spying, which in my eyes is 2 years too long. It's unacceptable. Now, is it the worst thing? No. But it could have been better. And they asked him about a range of other things. I think right now you just saw how he is going to handle the abortion questions. And I think he handled that like a champ. He did it very, very well. He talked about how the power is going into the hands of the states. And that's where it deserves to be. Now, we missed a little bit of the beginning there. I want to get to a final word from our friends over at SwitchToUSA.com. I want to talk to you about the... Look what I got. Look what I got, folks. We're in there now. We're the Bush LFA final. All right. Let's get to a word from our friends at SwitchToUSA.com. That is SwitchToUSA.com. We'll talk a little bit about FISA after that. We will touch on a couple of the other stories there, and then we'll get to your calls. You guys can vent to me on how you feel about FISA, about Mike Johnson, about what Donald Trump just said, about Iran and Israel, about anything going into the weekend. We'll still be able to get to your calls. Thank you for being here for the coverage of the press conference. It was short, but it was, we needed to watch it. We needed to view it and see what was going on. So we were able to carry that for you. Appreciate you being here for that. Folks, we've been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to be open the entire time, while so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. Now, the wealthiest on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you could vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all of your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It is one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that has been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you, and then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop that is SwitchToUSA.com. SwitchToUSA.com. That is SwitchToUSA.com. Next up is the LFA TV store located at LFATV.us. A great website here. You see it, LFATV.us. You can click on this pop-up to bring you to the show that is currently live. You can click on the LFA TV store tab, which brings you to the LFA TV store where you can pick up one of these, ladies and gentlemen. This is the LFA TV flannel. We love it. I got the LFA TV shirt underneath it. We are all decked out in LFA TV merch from not head to toe, because this is a Texas Rangers hat, but from like torso area, LFA TV merch. Brennan got some cool LFA TV merch. We got our pack. The USPS finally got their head out of their rear end, so it was nice. It finally came in. We're so excited to have it. You can get all that at the LFA TV store. Flannels are there. Get the same flannel that I'm wearing. You're not going to look as good as me in it, but you could look close. I have the red one as well. We'll break that out a little bit next week. And there are so many other cool things on the website, including the Overstock list, $10 Overstock list on LFATV.us. Click on that store tab, or you can go directly to the store by going to jeremyherrell.com/store. Last but not least is InsurityFinancialServices.com. That is InsurityFinancialServices.com. We've talked to you many, many times about the ambulance coverage from Insurity Financial Services, but there is actually more to offer at InsurityFinancialServices.com as well. Today, I want to talk to you about life insurance, ladies and gentlemen. Head over to InsurityFinancialServices.com today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation. With life insurance, your health buys the policy, folks. Your dollars pay the premium, so call or schedule today. Get peace of mind. Peace of mind is something that is so underrated. You go to bed, your head's cloudy, you're not going to get good sleep. Get peace of mind, folks, before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. That is on your screen right there at InsurityFinancialServices.com. That is InsurityFinancialServices.com. If you can't remember the website, the QR code is right there, top right of your screen. Scan it. InsurityFinancialServices.com. Check out their life insurance offerings today. InsurityFinancialServices.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it. Let's talk about FISA. As you know, FISA has been renewed. It has passed the House. I am not happy about it. I know a lot of you are not happy about it. Donald Trump didn't seem too happy about it. He didn't criticize it as hard as I wanted him to criticize it, as I guess you could say vociferously as I would have liked him to criticize it. But he did mention that he doesn't like FISA, the program, as a whole. FISA passed the House of Representatives today. It finally passes after three stumbles. And Politico, or as Dan Bongino and we call it, Bullshitico, is very happy about it. If Politico's happy, I'm not happy. That's one of my rules, right? If Politico is happy about something, I'm generally not happy about it. The House on Friday passed legislation reauthorizing a controversial government surveillance power, capping off a months-long debate sparked by acrimonious GOP infighting. The bill still needs to get through the Senate and to President Joe Biden's desk by the April 19th deadline, and they call it a big win for Speaker Mike Johnson. It says the 273 to 147 bipartisan vote is a win for embattled Speaker Mike Johnson. I don't think this is a win. Well, it may be a win for Speaker Johnson, but it is not a win for the American people. And ladies and gentlemen, this is why. A new amendment that was supposed to be a part of the FISA bill, or was proposed to be a part of this FISA bill, which was to install a warrant for FISA requests. The amendment was proposed by Representative Andy Biggs that would have installed a warrant requirement for FISA requests on U.S. citizens that was regarding any data that was being collected that related to American citizens. It says here in that Politico article, by the way, a proposal require warrants when searching foreign data collected by the surveillance program for information related to Americans failed on a 212-212 tie. Now, usually the speaker doesn't cast a vote in those, but Speaker Mike Johnson voted no, deadlocked the amendment. It's gone for good, and that's the end. There would have been a warrant requirement for the surveillance state if they wanted to acquire and gather data that foreign citizens or foreign nationals or terror threats or whatever you want to call it, we're talking about, if that data related to American citizens. There is now no such requirement, which means they can take whatever the hell they want. The same things that happened to Papadopoulos, that happened to Manafort, that happened to Flynn, that happened to Carter Page, that happened to Donald Trump, that has happened to so many of us. Those same things can still happen thanks to this FISA bill. And you know who orchestrated a lot of that, folks? The CIA. Would you say, Brennan, in this country right now, let's go to the live chat too. Would you say that fentanyl is a problem in this country?
Oh, yeah.
Big, right?
Big
It's not small potatoes. It's huge. It's a big problem. You would say that it's a big problem, right? Let's see what the chat says. Chat, do you think that the fentanyl crisis in this country is a big problem? I would imagine the chat is going to agree with you. They're going to agree with me on this issue that the fentanyl crisis in this country is a big problem. What do we say here? As I have the chat on the screen, would you say that the fentanyl crisis in this country is a big problem? Wendy says it's a problem. Winky Winky says, hell yes. Patriotic Lady 39 says it's a huge problem. Majogo, big problem. Chavez, Linda, yes. Growing Matthias, F yes. It's like the Bongino chat now. NL Goldie, hell yes. Big ass problem. Fentanyl's a big problem. Everyone seems to think it's a big problem. Do you think there are enough measures in place right now that are confronting and addressing the fentanyl crisis?
Oh, no.
The answer is no. But what does the CIA say? The CIA says we need FISA to be renewed because it is helping us crack down on fentanyl. Well, it ain't working. This is also from Politico. The CIA said, quote, the threat to the U.S. posed by fentanyl and other synthetic opioids is real. Burns, the director, said in a statement, Section 702, that is the section that they were trying to renew, is an essential tool in the CIA's mission to protect the American people from a range of threats, including illicit fentanyl trafficking. Without this vital program, the CIA simply would not be able to defend our country as effectively in as many dangerous corners of the world. Well, whatever you're doing with FISA and fentanyl, it ain't working. I'm not going to sit here. That's the first I have ever heard that FISA was being used to combat fentanyl. While Section 702 was on its deathbed, we got flooded this week with stories about ISIS in Idaho, ISIS attacks in large gatherings. The solar eclipse was a terror attraction. Now we're being told that FISA needs to be renewed so they can crack down on fentanyl. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not see the coincidence in the timing of all of those stories, I'm not saying there's no terror threats in this country. Hell yes, I know there are terror threats in this country. But there have been a number of terror threats in this country since Oatmeal Brain was sworn into the Oval Office as President of the United States. He threw the border wide open. Fentanyl's been pouring in forever. Why is this the first time we're hearing about something like this? That Pfizer's being used to crack down on fentanyl. Well, whatever you're doing, it ain't working, is it? No, because we all just agreed that fentanyl is a huge problem in this country and not enough is being done. And whatever is being done isn't working. Why am I going to renew a service that isn't working? If your internet service kept glitching out, would you renew with your internet provider? Well, they say they can provide me internet, so I'm going to... No! What are you going to do? You're going to find a new internet provider. If your cell service keeps crapping out, you're going to find a new cell provider. If you have an umbrella in the rain, that's supposed to what? Keep you dry. If it had holes in it, are you going to keep using it? No! You're going to get a new umbrella. Why are we using fentanyl? It's a major problem in this country, and the biggest reason is because the border's open. That's the biggest reason. Why are you going to use fentanyl now to try and justify reauthorizing FISA? Because Republicans will fall for it. Oh, wow, I hear a lot about this fentanyl crisis, which is real. We got to reauthorize FISA now. They're going to help the kids stay away from the drugs. No, they're not. Especially not when in blue states, most drugs that fentanyl gets slipped into, they're legal anyway. You're not putting drug dealers in jail anymore. In Oregon, for a long time, everything was legal. It was like Amsterdam. Now you see the CIA running this op. I'm not one to call things an op. This is an op and a half, folks. This is the biggest, fattest op I've ever seen. I've never seen an op like this. It's so big. It's a huge op. I have to tell you, that's a big, beautiful op. It's just, this thing is disgusting. Now we're getting 2 more years of FISA. Silver lining? Silver lining. If we are lucky enough to reelect Donald Trump in 2024, it comes for renewal while he's the president. If we're lucky enough in 2 years. Now he can veto it. if we have a friendly House of Representatives that won't override his veto, maybe we'll be able to get rid of FISA. But that's two more years of this bullcrap with the spying. That's it. That is it. FISA is the last straw for me. You know what? I don't like seeing money go to Ukraine. I hate foreign aid. But when you start to tell me bullcrap reasons why the government should be able to spy on me, on you, and on everybody else, now you lost me. That's it. Now I'm done. I'm not a single issue voter. But that issue means a lot to me. Spygate means a lot to me. And that's how they started with Spygate, was all through FISA. Trump said that in his press conference today. And that bill, I don't care what he just told you, does not have checks and balances in it. It has a carve out for Congress. It does not have checks and balances in it. If it was so innocuous and so innocent, why does Congress need a carve out? Because it's not innocuous, because it's not innocent. It is a big brother, big government spying campaign that they just renewed in your House of Representatives. That's what just happened today. And it pisses me off. Could you tell? It pisses me off. Now, we talk about the open border. You want to see another one that's going to piss you off? We're going to go quick so we can get the calls. Denver, the mile high city. Well, they might be higher than a mile high now because this is the dumbest decision I think I've ever seen. They are defunding their police to pay for illegal aliens. So we're going to get rid of the cops and then we're going to let the bad hombres in. Are the bad hombres people who don't commit crime?
Oh, no.
No, they commit a lot of crime, don't they? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to get rid of the cops, which helps what? Reduce crime. We're going to let the bad hombres in. We're going to take the money that we were going to use to fund the police force, and we're going to give it to the bad hombres. Folks, if you live in or around Denver, be prepared for some crazy you-know-what that's about to go down there. That is going to be a lawless city. Lawless. There's no cops. They're going to defund the police to give the money to the bad hombres? What do you expect?
It gives a whole new meaning to the Great Replacement.
It's like literally, that's the Great Replacement right there. No more cops. Bad hombres. The bad hombres come in. They commit a lot of crime. And now there's no cops to enforce it and to crack down on the crime. Folks, Denver's about to fall big time. Worse than probably all the other cities if that does go through and that does happen. If you're in Denver, you better make a stink about that. Now, it's because of things like that that we see stories like this. Latinos, which, by the way, the left has now replaced the term Latinx, you know, Latinx. They've replaced it. It's now Latine.
Latine.
Yes. L-A-T-I-N-E. Latine. Yeah. The Latinese. Okay. Latino support for deportations and the border wall surged at least 10 points since 2021. You know why? Because they're tired of watching people come into this country illegally, commit crimes, get free handouts, while a lot of the Latinos work their asses off every single day. A growing number of Latinos support deportations and the construction of a border wall, according to a recent Axios and Ipsos poll, confirming that former President Donald Trump's policies are registering among voters. The poll found that among Latinos, 38% support deporting illegal aliens, up 10 points since Joe Biden took office. 42% support securing the southern border by building a wall, up 12 points since 2021. And 64% support allowing a president to close the border if migrants are invading the nation. Well, here's news on that. A growing number of Democrats believe we are experiencing an invasion on the southern border, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder why. Because we are experiencing an invasion on the southern border. This on the Gateway Pundit, Mike LaChance. For almost 3 years, people on the right have been calling the crisis on the southern border an invasion, and rightfully so. It's difficult to see it as anything else. When thousands of people, mostly military-aged men, are crossing your border on a daily basis, what else would you call it? Liberals have resisted the use of the term invasion for the most part until now. Here's the Washington Examiner. A majority For you liberals, that means over 50%. A majority of Democrats have joined with Republicans and independents in decrying the Biden border crisis, adding to the building pressure on the White House to fix its 3 years of immigration blundering. Just one day after revealing data that people believe the immigration disaster is President Joe Biden's way of building a permanent majority of liberal voters for the Democrat Party, Rasmussen reports, now remember, that polling firm tends to lean to the right, said most voting groups agree the situation is at a crisis stage by a margin of 69 to 22. Remember, Rasmussen leans right. It is not tilted that far to the right. By a margin of 69 to 22. Likely voters believe the open borders that have allowed in record numbers of illegal immigrants are a crisis. 51% of Democrats, 63% of black people, 65% of women, and 64% of younger voters. What do all of those demographics have in common? Black people, women, and young voters. Who do they usually vote for? Democrats. But they see the border as a major problem, which is not good for the Democrats. Nearly as many see it as an invasion by a 64 to 33 margin. 46% of Democrats see it as an invasion. 66% of black people see it as an invasion. 60% of women see it as an invasion. And 62% of younger voters see it as an invasion. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen, for you and me and everybody? Pat yourselves on the back. We won the messaging war on the border. Or we at least have taken ground in the messaging war on the border. The border crisis is an invasion. Remember, we say that all the time. It is not a crisis. It is an invasion. We have repeated that a million times. We have shared the clips. We have shared the footage. Ryan Matta has gone down there. We've had Jeremy exposing many, many things on the border. A lot of people on this network have spent a lot of time talking about the border. We have won the messaging war, or the battle, for now. We haven't won the war, but we won the battle on the border. A majority of people, and I told you, Rasmussen skews to the right, skews, but it doesn't lean that drastically to the right. Now it needs to go front and center and be one of the top issues in this country leading into the 2024 election. Biden is between a rock and a hard place. If Joe Biden decides that he's going to take big action on the border, he will again alienate the radical left. And if he doesn't, he's alienating other voting blocks as well. That's the sticky part that is hitting Joe Biden. All right. I want to get to your calls. First, we have to get to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. That is Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we just got a package from them today. They put together the most special package for Brennan because Brennan's a cat mom. We have the cats here. And they put together, I mean, they went above and beyond with this package. It really was amazing. She was so excited. It was so nice. So if you guys could please support OFP Farms, we would greatly appreciate it because their heart and soul goes into their business. And I really appreciate when somebody takes the time to do something that nice for us. OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm that produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all-natural pain relief, and beard products. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Now, every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. OFP Farms is a patriotic, America first, God-fearing small family farm that creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. And right now they're celebrating moms with an exclusive Mother's Day garden gift box. This box is amazing. You're not going to want to miss it. Ladies and gentlemen, the luxurious collection is a tribute to express love and appreciation crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. Be sure to visit the website at OFPFarms.com. and browse their selection of products perfect for Mother's Day and every day. Don't forget to use the promo code LFA at checkout. That's 20% off LFA at OFPFarms.com. Use that promo code LFA, OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 20% off. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA, Oscar Foxtrot Papa Farms. .com, promo code LFA for 20% off your Mother's Day gift sets. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much to OFP Farms. We appreciate them. Folks, let's start with your call, 631-527-4545. We'll take your thoughts on the FISA bill, on what Donald Trump had to say. Anything that's on your mind going into this weekend as we are nearing the halfway point, believe it or not, in the month of April, 631-527-4545. Don't be shy. 631-527-4545. Let's go to this first call. Hello there. Who do we have on the line with us today?
This is Log23, Logan.
What's up, Logan? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome, awesome. How's it going?
Go ahead.
What's up?
What? My question is today is, how come Mike Johnson allowed the FISA bill get passed?
Mike Johnson allowed the FISA bill to get passed because Mike Johnson is between a rock and a hard place. He has a very slim majority. He has zero wiggle room. There is a pending motion to vacate, and he doesn't have the spine to stand up to the spying. He wants to be Donald Trump's best friend at the press conference, but he just renewed a program that was used to spy on Donald Trump. He did it because he's weak. That was a very weak thing and a very bad job. If Johnson had not voted no on that bill, on that amendment, to require a warrant, I'd have a lot more respect for him. I lost a ton of respect for him today.
And why does Donald Trump like him so much? Like, because I don't understand.
What I would say to that, Logan, what I would say to that about Donald Trump and why he likes Mike Johnson, I think right now Donald Trump is playing politics on that one. I think Donald Trump is playing politics because he knows he's going to need some help from Johnson to try and get a better House majority. Johnson's good at fundraising. Donald Trump is playing, you know, he's just playing up to it right now, and I believe that's what's going on.
And with this bill being passed, does that mean that they're going to spy on us more and on Donald Trump?
Well, it means that they have the ability to, and it certainly didn't put any checks and balances or anything to make it harder for us to for them to spy on us or Donald Trump. So that is why I'm not happy with the FISA bill. Nobody should be happy with this FISA renewal bill. Now, it still does have to pass the Senate, but it probably will, and that's unfortunate. Logan, thank you so much for the call.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. 631-527-4545. We love Logan. He gets in a lot. He's able to call through a lot. 631-527-4545. Don't be shy. I see a lot of missed calls pop through here. Keep them coming. Here we go. Here comes another one. Let's say welcome to Ungoverned. Who do we have on the line here?
Bad moon on the line here.
It's a bad moon on the line. Shane has made it through. I see you, bad moon. What's up, brother?
This is a tough line to get through on now.
Oh, it is not easy. It is always popping off. So what's up? What do you got going on?
Well, you asked a question about the FISA court. You know, the FISA court is the way to undermine the U.S. Constitution.
That's right.
And the bills are another way to undermine the U.S. Constitution. And we need to get back to enforcing the U.S. Constitution and that alone.
I agree. And that's why I'm a big fan of a guy like Rand Paul, who has his principles based in the U.S. Constitution. The whole warrantless thing is a disaster. You've seen it. I've played the clips on this show before where Rand Paul is grilling Chris Christie in the 2016 debates, saying, get a warrant, use a judge, get a warrant. That's what needs to happen. We are protected from this spying, and they are subverting it and going around the Constitution in the name of, quote, national security. Rand Paul said it. You should not trade in your liberties for a false sense of security, and that's exactly what FISA is.
Yep, that's exactly what FISA is, and that's exactly what they wanted. It was some way to undermine the we, the people, and get around the Constitution. So they're always doing quirky things like that in order to get at us. So, you know, we got to put in place, you know, they just approved it. Mike Johnson knew it.
Yeah.
You know, and I've called the senators and everybody in my state 100 times telling them not to vote on this.
Yeah.
You know, and yet here we are. We're still doing it over and over and over.
Yeah, and it needs to change. The good news is in 2 years, maybe Donald Trump can veto it when it comes up to reauthorization again. Shane, thank you for the call, Bad Moon. I appreciate it.
Hey, tell Brianna congratulations on her sourdough bread. It's looking good.
Bad Moon said congratulations on your sourdough. It's looking good. Brennan made sourdough. Thank you for the call, Shane. Appreciate it. Brennan made sourdough her first. It's a beautiful loaf, I have to say. It's a beautiful loaf. It looks beautiful. It's nice, and we never thought, you know, she thought it wasn't going to happen, but then it happened. It happened really well. Let's keep those calls coming in. We have a chance, if we do a lightning round, to do two more. Let's see who we have here. We got one coming in. Welcome to Ungoverned. Who do we have on the line here?
Hey.
Hey.
John.
What's up?
Todd LeBlanc from Saturday, New York.
Todd LeBlanc. Very well. Good. It's good to hear from you.
All right. Hey, this is Master Splinter on the thing.
Master Splinter, just, good to see. Good to hear from you.
I want to tell you how disappointed I am because of this FISA warrant, because people don't realize how easy they can use it against you. It was used against me.
Absolutely.
As a union official.
Yep.
Now here's the thing. They don't tell you that they're watching you. But what happens is when I made a grievance, all of a sudden when I go into the grievance hearing, they say, whoa, whoa, whoa. The union guy goes, hey, Todd, just to let you know, they've been reading your DMs and your Facebook posts and all this other stuff. This is creepy stuff.
It's crazy. Okay. And let me tell you something. This is the craziest part, Todd. There's a cutout in Congress that if they're surveilling Congress, they have to be notified, but they don't have to tell you. And that is a joke. Whatever they do for Congress, they should be doing for the people as well, and vice versa. We are equal. We are not subjects. They are not rulers, but they think they are. Todd, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go for one more here on the lightning round. 631-527-4545, 631-527-4545. Before we cut to Will Johnson, who's coming up next with Culture Wars, obviously Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 and Stone Zone with Roger Stone at 8, 631-527-4545. We got time for one more 30-second call. I see a lot of people trying to get through. Here we go. Final call of the day. Welcome to the show. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Majogo.
Hey, Majogo, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. I wanted to talk about the abortion. If they put it to states, then we are in a state that they are going to kill babies. We don't want to be in a state where they kill babies.
I understand that.
I don't feel it should be on the table.
Well, it shouldn't be, and I agree with you on that. Now, what state are you in, if you don't mind me asking?
Michigan.
You're in Michigan. I would encourage, there are a lot of good patriots in Michigan. I would encourage you, and I would encourage everybody who feels like you do, to get together and organize and start putting ballot initiatives, and you're going to have to take a step-by-step process. You can whittle away at the egregious levels of abortion. Start at the top, work your way down, and you will get to a place that you feel comfortable eventually getting to a place where abortion could be something that is never used. I would love to see it happen. It is a state issue. Murder should not be on the table. You are correct. You will win. Your morals will win, but you have to organize and you got to do it with your friends. Majogo, great point. Thank you so much for your call. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Love you guys.
Thank you so much. We love you too. Thank you. So she's right. You know, she's like, I don't think murder should be on the table. It shouldn't. But the fact of the matter is right now there's legally, everyone considers it a little bit different. So we have to work through the process and go step by step to do what the left did. Start chopping away at it until it's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for everything today. Big crowd for a Friday. Really appreciate all the calls, all the comments, all the shares, and everybody watching. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 7 p.m. 6 p.m. Eastern. Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. Eastern. Stone Zone with Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your day. Have an amazing, amazing weekend. Head over to the website, farishmedia.com, FARASHmedia.com. Check out the custom messages that we have to offer there. Send in those requests. It helps us a lot. Your support means a ton to us. We appreciate that. Also, subscribe to our audio podcast anywhere you get your podcast by searching for Ungoverned. Apple, Spotify, Podcast Addict, Google Podcast, anywhere. It's there. Search for Ungoverned. Hit subscribe. It's totally free. Subscribe to this channel on Rumble as well. That's also totally, totally free. Create a Rumble account. That's totally free. And leave us a like before we head into the weekend. Comment below. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you on Monday evening. Thank you.